Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We are very excited. We have four incredible guests joining us tonight. We have Corey M. Coons, Connie Castletuck with Frank Howell, and Danny Kenzie. So stay tuned in to the whole show. You will not want to miss a second of this great show. We have some great music, some great interviews, so this is going to be very exciting. So everyone, please welcome our very first guest to the show. Here is Corey M. Coons. Hello, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing, Josie?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's been a little rough week for me here. I'm a little under the weather with just getting over the cold and the flu, so...
My goodness, I know, I feel you. It's been going around. I've been having it too, but I hope you feel a lot better very, very soon. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you tonight because you have some really great music, and I'm really excited to just spread the word about it and where people can find it. So I'm very excited. So thanks again.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. It's great to be here.
Yes, anytime, anytime. So first off, I want to start off by saying it was so great to meet you and your family at the JMAs this year. It was a blast. So thank you so much for coming. And I wanted to ask what your favorite part of the JMA experience was.
Oh, my goodness. It was just, the whole thing was amazing. It was great. It was, it turned out to be a great family trip for myself, my wife, and my daughter. So I think everything about it, I mean, you know, the fantastic show that you guys put on this year with the entertainment and just the whole thing. And then, of course, for my daughter, Charlie, to get to experience Dollywood for a couple of days and do the Wildwood Grove and everything. And it was pretty awesome time. So
I love that. I love that, you know, you're able to enjoy the show, but also Dollywood is amazing. I mean, who can't have fun at Dollywood? So it's awesome. I'm so glad you all were able to attend. So I really want to chat a little bit about your music. So I always like to start back just a tad. So can you tell us how music all started for you? When did you realize this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I've been playing music and performing for, you know, many years. I'm actually, I started when I was about 13, and I recall my first sort of experience with, like, a musical instrument was probably in my 7th grade when my music teacher at the time brought in a bass guitar to the class, and I just remember her bringing it in, and she had, like, Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll as one of the songs she was playing it to, and she asked the class if anybody wanted to sort of come up and you know, play the bass. And everybody's kind of sitting there all quiet. And, like, I was a very shy kid. I didn't talk at all. I didn't do public speaking very well or anything. But when it comes to music, I was all over that. So I put my hand up, and I'm like, I'm going up to play the bass. So she asked me up, and, of course, I started playing the first three notes of that song from, you know, Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. And ever since then, it was just something I wanted to do. I started playing bass for a number of years, and, you know, did some high school bands and all that sort of stuff, and then took off on the road in the early 90s with a cover band across Ontario here, and then later in the 90s went down, did the Southeast and all that stuff with some different cover bands. And so, yeah, I've just been, you know, and writing music ever since then and playing and recording my own stuff. So it's a passion.
Yeah, you've been doing it ever since. It is. I could tell it's a passion for you, and you started very young, and I love that, you know, you were shy. I was as well in school, but, you know, once music started, I was all in it as well. You know, there's something about it, and, you know, I love that you were also in band. And so were you able to, did you take lessons, or did you self-teach yourself the bass guitar?
I was all self-taught, actually. I remember my parents got me a bass guitar, and then, like, I learned a lot of stuff by ear. I was into a lot of the 80s, like, you know, melodic rock stuff, like the LA scene and the big hair bands and all that when I was getting into high school. So, but, you know, I'm influenced by all kinds of things, but I learned everything self-taught by ear. And I took music in school, in high school. I took classes and stuff, and I played in my high school grade 9 band class and all that stuff, and I could read music, but I was very in tune with learning and listening to songs, and, you know, and back then, of course, we didn't have the internet to get, like, the tabs and all the music stuff so very easy, so you kind of had to learn a lot too. So
right. Oh, I think that's great. And you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about your music. So do you write most of your own songs? Is that right?
Yeah, I write basically all my own songs. I mean, I have a couple, there's a collaboration on my latest album with my guitar player who kind of brought in, the outro section to one of my songs called Would You Stay, and that was a collaboration at the end of that with my friend Mark Muir, who's my guitar player. But most of my songs are, self-written, and most of the arrangements and all the lyrics and stuff like that are, mainly myself. I'd love to do some co-writing in the future if I could get into that too. That would be amazing, but yeah.
That is very, very cool. And what styles or genre of music do you mostly create? Because I know that you are into, a little bit of everything. So what is your main sound, would you say?
That's a great question. I get that a lot because I think I'm kind of across the board in certain genres. I think
yeah.
I really sort of try to classify myself as like a roots rock sort of meets country rock a little bit. And, a lot of very melodic stuff, like with great harmonies and, going back to stuff like the Beach Boys from the time I started listening to music, I love the great harmonies. And so I think I'm across the board. I would say it's a mix of like rock, roots rock, country, a little bit of pop, sort of thing. And
I love that. I love that. So you pretty much play everything for everybody and people, anyone can really get into your music. And can you tell us a little bit about your latest project that you have released? Because I noticed you have your album, The Long Road Home, out on vinyl. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's something that just kind of recently came about for me. I found somebody who could distribute the album just on a one-on-one basis sort of thing. If anybody was interested, they could contact me directly and get that sort of personal touch with, me sending them out a record sort of thing. And so, yeah, it's great. I actually got one for myself because I've never had any of my recordings that I've done over the years on actual vinyl. I've never had that pleasure. So I finally got one. So it's very cool. And, of course, I introduced my daughter, Charlie, to learning how to put records into the record player. And she loves, she goes back and puts on old Styx records sometimes with me here, and we'll listen to those and here in my office and stuff. But, yeah, it's great. I just, just to get it on vinyl is awesome. So to get that sort of old school feel, I guess.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And it sounds like your daughter is really into music. What would you, how would you feel about her getting into music, when she gets a little bit older? That'd be kind of cool. Family band.
I definitely encourage it. I think it's great. We're actually going to be playing at my hometown church here this coming Sunday morning. We're doing a cover. I do a cover of John Mellencamp's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and she does the very end part with the little girl singing, which was John's daughter back in the day when she was young. So she's learned that part, and she sings it with me now when we do that and stuff. And so it's great. I encourage her very much. She loves to sing and perform to her movies and stuff on the DVDs and everything, so.
Yes, I love that. It sounds like it's in her blood. You never know. One of these days she'll be on the show.
I hope so, yeah. Well, she's actually right here in the living room. If you'd like her to say hi after, she'd probably love that.
Hi! Hi, Charlie!
Hey, Charlie. Say hi to Josie.
Hi!
Hi! Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
I love the videos. Hi, I love the videos that you did for the Josie Music Awards this past year. I loved that. Yeah. So cute. Oh, my goodness, Corey, I'm telling you, she's going to be a star. That is so cute. You're welcome. She's going to be a star. I'm telling you right now. She's so cute. Yeah, right? She is adorable. So I am very excited because we do have some songs of yours here tonight that I would love to play. Up first, we have Break the Fall. Can you tell us a little bit about this one before we play it?
Yeah, sure. That's I think that was the fourth single I released off of The Long Road Home, which is the latest album.
Right.
And that's just kind of a romantic tale about heartbreak and loss and the power of our words. It can bring a belief in truth and change. That's kind of the concept of that one. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited to play tonight. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, I am looking forward to playing this. Let's do it right now. Everyone, here is Break the Fall by Corey M. Coons. We'll be right back with Corey in just a second here at the Josie Show. So we'll be right back. Hit it.
Tell it to your heart, tell it to your soul. I could be your one and only, darling. No one needs to know. If you need a friend, you could call me over. had to be. Baby, we'd rewrite the order of all the said. What's done is done. We won't soon forget. The time has come. It's the price we have to shoulder to cry a little bolder when we just can't find the strength to carry on. And it just don't seem enough to break the fall. Have you ever lost? Is there one that got away? Have you ever made mistakes? Have we said all there is to say? Cause I believe it's true. And the power of our words, there's a reason that things change. And through all of this we've learned, if we hide behind a face of life, we might soon regret with passing time. Count the days we've shared the laughter as we cried a river after, but it just don't seem enough to break the fall.
Coons off of his album The Long Road Home. And where are the best places for our listeners to go and get your music, get this great album The Long Road Home? Where are the best places they can go?
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks very much. I think there's Spotify, there's iTunes, and there's some stuff on CD Baby still. You can check out my website at www.coreymcoons.com. There's music available there, so any of those outlets. And of course, if you go to the website, all those outlets are available at the top of the website too. So
I love it. I love it. Please make sure you go and check out Corey M. Coons everywhere that you can find his music. You will love it. I bet you anything. So please make sure you go and check it out. And the next song that we have is called Love Will Fire the Flame. Can you tell us a little bit about this one before we play it?
Yeah, that's the latest single off the album, and I wanted to mention, too, the album was produced by Ron Nevison, and if many of you aren't familiar with Ron, any classic rock songs you've heard over the years that you probably heard on, many of his stuff, songs that he's produced, from Bad Company to Heart and Kiss and all those bands from 70s and 80s, and so he's a very classic name in rock and roll sort of history for producer and stuff, and so he was awesome to work with. So he produced the album, and the last single we just released is called Love Will Fire the Flame, and that's, I guess, just having the strength and tenacity to push through, adversities in your life that we face. And, of course, you always want to have that sort of element of love to fall back on, which, stir up your desires and stuff. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I love the concept of this one. This is a really great song. I'm so excited that we have it here to play. So let's do it. Love Will Fire the Flame by Corey M. Coons. We'll be right back in just a second to talk a little bit more. So here we go. Hit it.
Tell someone a secret and put your trust in them. Things ain't always easy, but you can't forget your past. And talking like it's only just yesterday, you can't keep it locked inside. Things will get better, yes, I know they will. Love will fire. The heat of a brand new day. Sometimes we need a little help when we can't make it on our own. And finding out the hard way, it don't always leave you strong. But you gotta keep pushing and you'll make it through, 'cause everybody makes mistakes. And lean on him. Love will fire the flame. Love will fire the flame with the heat of a brand new day.
Love Will Fire the Flame. And going into the chat room here, Janice Sassy Pants in the chat room says, love this song. And Benny Pittsinger says, very good.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, great feedback there. I wanted to also ask you if you have any performances coming up where our listeners in that area may be able to come and catch one of your shows.
Well, we just, as far as a band performance, because I do, you know, acoustic shows, and I also do stuff with my band, and we did a run there of a few shows recently, just some local stuff in the last 3 or 4 weeks, but basically I just have a couple little things with my church coming up, and that's all I have scheduled for the holidays right now until the new year, you know, family time and stuff takes precedence, obviously, so, but yeah,
absolutely.
In the new year we'll be booking lots of stuff, hopefully, and getting back out there and doing shows around the local Eastern Ontario area, I'm sure, so.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. We have so many listeners from Canada. So, you know, if you are down in that area, you got to check out Corey M. Coon's website so you can see where he is coming. So you could check out his shows for sure. And I wanted to ask you, because I love, 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 love music videos. So my next question was going to be if you are thinking about putting out any music videos for any of your songs that you have out there. I know that you have a music video out called Would You Stay? And I love that one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one from your 2018
Thank you.
Album. Yep, Long Road Home. So are you thinking of anything else perhaps?
Well, I always have that in mind. I mean, I've done some lyric videos as well for the latest album. So there was some for the four singles. Well, yeah, four of the five singles that have been released have actually either a lyric video or a video for that. Okay. So, but yeah, I've got new material. I've got a new single, hopefully, that's, you know, it's getting close to being completed. We're almost to the mixing stage, and hopefully that'll be out in the new year. So it'll just be a, you know, a single song release probably in the new year coming up. So. Who knows? Maybe we'll get some time to put a video together for that. So, you know, look for something in the new year, especially. So
that'd be wonderful. Well, you have to let us know once, you know, all that comes out. I would love to promote it, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, I want to say, too, a special thing. Thank you so much for all you do in promoting with the independent artists and with the Josie Awards, and such a fantastic thing you're doing, you guys, and keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for the nomination for the album this year, too.
Yes, congratulations. Well-deserved. And thank you so much for all of your kind words. And I hope everyone goes and checks you out, CoreyMCoons.com. I know you're also on Facebook and all those pages. So if you wanted to give out those so people can go and, you know, check you out and, you know, write to you, where would those be?
Yeah, basically Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on all three, but my main focus is usually Facebook, sometimes Instagram a little bit too. But it's, facebook.com/cmc.music. You can find me there. That's my music page. And then I've got my own personal page on there as well too. So, but yeah, check me out and, you know, send me a message or, you know, whatever. Just check, you know, hook up somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Please do, everyone. And I want to thank you so much, Corey, for coming on. And we'll talk with you again real soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Josie. You guys have a great Christmas and all the best.
You too. Happy holidays to you. I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. He's wonderful. Such a talented artist. And I'm so glad we were able to play both of his songs here tonight off of his wonderful album that he has, and you gotta check out Corey M. Coon. So CoreyMCoons.com, find him on Facebook. Like he said, you know, he's also on Instagram and Twitter and all those pages. So please make sure you follow him, add, subscribe, check out his music, show him some love. It's definitely well deserved. He works really hard on his music. He is very dedicated. So He's a fabulous artist, so please make sure you check him out, CoreyMCoons.com. So I'm excited. Our next guests are going to be here in just a moment, so I'm really looking forward to that. But before we put them on, I do want to read off some of the answers on air here tonight of our question of the day. So let's see here. I'm going to go on Facebook and see what y'all said. Our question of the day was, what is your favorite family traditions during Christmas time? And y'all had some really great ones. So let's see here. Don Haddock says, Christmas is a time of joy and reflection, of faith and love, of vast spiritual energies and memories, of home, children, good food, laughter, and time spent with loved ones. I wrote this song for the children and for thoughts of a Christmas past, a different time. Please enjoy a laugh on me. And so you guys can check this video out if you type in, I want to be home for Christmas, Don Haddock, on YouTube. Please check it out. Thank you so much for sharing. Let's see here. Dawn Welsh says, we do as many community activities as a family. We're on our third tree lighting, second Christmas parade, small business Saturday decorating, Auntie and Tim Battlefield Luminaries, I hope I'm saying that right, and we'll spend a weekend in Virginia celebrating Winterfest at King's Dominion with family. I love that. I love that. Well, happy holidays. And, you know, that's fabulous. Lynn Schmidt-Dewar says, we go to Longwood Gardens every year. Amazing. Dan Paxton says, opening gifts, watching others open gifts, especially my wife. I love that. I love watching people open gifts that I give them, because I usually buy things that are from the heart and things that they really, really want. So when they open it, I love that. Wendy Jo Latham Thurner says, riding the train through Christmas City with all of the grandchildren and seeing Santa. This is a must if y'all come home before Christmas here. Hear me, Mr. Matt Boone? Then they sent us a picture of all of them, you know, her daughter and her gang and her sister and all of her kids and all that. So that is very, very sweet. I love that. We'll definitely be coming down that way for sure for Christmas. We're going to be spending time with Matt's family, so I'm very, very excited about that. Let's see. What else? What else? Rob Bledsoe says, sharing blessings with a family does not have family that does not have many, and without them knowing who did it. I love that. That is beautiful. Jay Ricochet, I love the honesty in this one. He says, getting through the holidays without killing each other. LOL. I get you. Janice Salampa says, me and my son bake over 1,000 cookies for Christmas. There's usually 6 to 7 different kinds. This year I'm making 18 boxes. That sounds good, Janice. You got to send me over some. That sounds delicioso. I love it. Andy Tola says, tequila shots with the whole family minus the kids. Absolutely. Let's see here. This was a funny comment. Jake Penrod says, I don't know if this falls under the category of Christmas traditions, but when we, my little sister and I, were acting up around Christmas time, our mom would call Santa on the phone and tell him how bad we were amid horrified screams of, no, and we'll be good. Nothing like making children cry for the holidays. Too funny. I love the honesty. Audrey Aguilar said, the good old after dinner nap. Debbie Collins says, reaching out to help the less fortunate and those in need. Patricia Lynn says, playing Christmas Monopoly with the family and going to church services. And Catherine McGoffey says, sit down meal with my dad and mom, with my sister and brothers and the whole family. That really is my favorite part, is being with family. Elisa Sibwilt says, kitchen baseball. We use a spatula or big spoon with anything like balled up paper or even bread and pitch it back and forth. Makes my mom fuss and chase us. Mind you, sister is 46 and I'm 40. Been doing this for many, many years. I love that. Nothing wrong with a good old tradition of kitchen baseball. I like that. I actually got to start doing that. That sounds like so much fun. Let's see here. I'll read a couple more if I can find them. Let's see here. I believe actually that might be it. Thank you all so much for all of your great answers to our question of the day. We really appreciate it. And it looks like our next guests are here. So let's get this going. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Connie Castletuck and Frank Howell. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi, Desley. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are the two of you doing?
Doing well.
I'm doing very well.
Oh, good. I'm so glad y'all are doing great. I am as well. I'm looking forward to the holidays, my favorite time of year, Christmas. So I wanted to talk to you all about, and the reason why we have you on is this wonderful, wonderful song that has so much meaning. We're excited to chat with you both tonight a little bit about the brand new song. And we debuted it here a few weeks back. It's titled What's the Use of Going On, which received a great bit of attention here at our station, I have to add. And So first off, I want to talk a little bit about all that were involved. I know that vocals were Josh Walker, and it was written by Connie, Castle Tuck, Frank Howell, and Josh Walker. So can you tell us a little bit about this song and the inspiration or meaning behind it for the two of you?
Well, actually, Connie started this song, and she approached me with it, and she didn't know at the time. She worked in, and she'll tell you, she's worked in the mental health industry for quite a while. And and we wanted to touch people, you know, depression, suicide, you know, this sort of thing. And she had started this song, and she approached me with it, not knowing that my nephew had committed suicide. And when she did, it just kind of clicked because we were on the same page. You know, at first she was hesitant, you know, she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And I told her, I said, no, you don't understand. I can relate to this. So we put our heads together and came up with this lyric and presented it to Josh. And when he got back with us, Connie and I both were like, we could tell the emotion in his voice. And we thought he's got to do this song. And it is already, we've already got feedback from where it's helped people already. And we're so thankful for that, because, you know, that is our desire, is to write from the heart, that it touches somebody, whether it's a song that makes them smile or if it might help them through a dark place, you know. So we're very blessed to be able to get this thing together and get it out there. So
absolutely.
We started the song back in September because I knew it was Mental Health Awareness and Suicide Prevention Month, but we just didn't have it ready until a couple weeks ago when we released it. And the response it's just been grateful, you know, just we're so grateful because it has already touched people's heart. And like I told them, it's just what God directed us to do, was to try to help someone out there that may not know, you know, there is help for them.
Right.
Absolutely. It really is a great song, and it really can touch and help so many people out there. And that's why, you know, the first time I heard it, I was like, I have to get my hands on this. I have to play it. I have to debut it. Because it's one of those songs that really can touch the heart of so many people, because, you know, I feel like everyone really can relate to this song. Everyone goes through something in their life, you know what I mean? And, you know, it may all be, you know, different. It may not all be the same, but, you know, we're always dealing with something. And this is a great song, What's the Use of Going On? And I wanted to ask, do you all have any thoughts about maybe a music video for this song?
We do have a video that's going to be released tomorrow. It's just Paget Castell, you know who I'm talking about. She did the video.
Right.
We don't actually have a video, you know, with where we went out and videoed with real actors and everything, but we are working on that. But for right now, we're going to release this video that we have, and hopefully it'll be out tomorrow.
Perfect. And will people be able to find it on Facebook and all those places?
All right. It'll be on Facebook, YouTube, you know, all of our platforms. And the video, I mean, it goes exactly with the song. You know, you can follow the song and watch the video, and it tells you exactly what the person is going through. And like Frank said, I did work in mental health for about 30 years, so I've seen a lot and heard a lot. When I presented this song to Frank, I did not know about his nephew. And the more we talked, the more, you know, we just thought this was the right song to do. And like I said, we tried to get it out in September, but we just didn't make that date. But any time that it got out or, you know, anyone would listen, it wouldn't matter if it was September Awareness Month or not, if it helped someone.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you all took your time on it. You know, when you knew it wasn't going to be ready, you guys just took your time to release it when it was fully fully done, and it is so, so well done. And we are going to take a listen to it again here tonight on The Josie Show. First, we were able to debut it on Country Blast Radio, which was very, very cool. We're so proud that we were able to do that. So everyone, please sit back and get ready to take a listen to the song. It is titled What's the Use of Going On? And then we will be right back with more from songwriters Connie Castletuck and Frank Howell. So stay with us, guys. We'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. What's the use of going on? We'll be right back.
I am the one who stood accused. Some say it was a substance I abused, but hidden in my heart really deep, I was made to watch and weep. I am the the real you, you just need to pray. If only they could see inside of my head that I would rather be dead, they would understand. What's the use? What's the use of going on when every day you one of all these pills, if they won't change how I feel, then I'm the only one left with a broken heart. I'm not good enough to play the part. I am the one who hears what they say. All the voices in my head, they tell me that there is no other way. They tell me all I seek is your attention, that what I really want is my own grave. And they won't understand, 'cause they're not you. What's the use of going on when every day
the Josie Show with songwriters Connie Castletuck and Frank Howell. And the vocals were by Josh Walker, and the song titled What's the Use of Going On? And I am so glad Josh, lent his voice for this song, because you can really tell the emotion in his voice while he's performing it. So it's very well done.
Josh gets very emotional, and we were going to pitch it to somebody, but we just had to have Josh do it. It was just, he's the one person. He had that emotion in the song, so we chose him.
Great. Absolutely. Such a great choice. I mean, really, he does show that emotion. And I wanted to ask, where are the best places for our listeners to go and get themselves a copy? Where is the best place that people can go and support this song and purchase their own copy?
Okay. It's on iTunes, Reverb Nation, Spotify, all of the platforms that are out there. It can be purchased out there. Anywhere.
Please do, everyone. Please make sure you purchase and check out this song. What's the Use of Going On? And I wanted to ask, are you all working on anything else coming up that you could tell us a little bit about? Because I know both of you are really always thinking up something, always songwriting. So anything coming up? I love that.
Go ahead, Frank.
Well, actually, we do.
I love it. See?
We've got a gospel song coming out.
Oh,
and,
nice.
It's called Three Nails in a Tree. And we are, like all the songs that we put out, we're excited about it. The good Lord has just blessed us. It just, Connie and I have just hit it off, and it's just working. And as long as, as long as the good Lord's going to use us, we're just going to keep putting it out there. So. But, yeah, it should be coming out, I think, within a couple of weeks, but I'm not real sure. Connie might know more about that.
It should be out by the end of the month. That's what we're shooting for, so hopefully by the end of the month.
All right. I can't wait to hear it.
It is a gospel song.
It's a good one.
Patty Henry is the vocalist. She's very good. She's the one that's going to be recording it. So she's been working on it, and she wants it perfect too. So I told her, you have until the end of the month. So that made her feel better. She's going over it and over it again. So we're very excited about it. It's a good song.
That is great. Well, I'm so excited to hear it. I love gospel music. So I'm really looking forward to this one, and I knew y'all were something was brewing. Y'all are always working on something, which I love. You guys are never out of ideas, and you always have something that you're working on. And I want to make sure that everyone is able to find the two of you. You both are on Facebook, so can you give us the best places where we can keep up with each of you and your projects?
I'm just on Facebook right now. I need to get a website up. I just haven't done it yet, but I'm right there on Facebook pretty much all the time there. So, Connie has a website, I'm sure.
Yes, I do have a website. I have Facebook, and I have Connie Castletuck on Facebook and Songs by Connie on Facebook and Reverb Nation, YouTube, the website, Connie Castletuck.
There's so many. There's so many sites out there.
Whatever about that, I can't think of the other. But anyway, you can find me.
Perfect. There's so many out there. I'm surprised you were able to list all those. I was like, wow, she's good. She's better at this than me. It is so difficult to remember all of them.
I was trying to think of Instagram. That's the one I was trying to think of. And Twitter, all those.
All of them. Please make sure you go and find Connie Castletuck and Frank Howell, right? I love it. So please make sure you go and check them both out. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show and, chatting with me. It's always great to catch up with both of you.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for all you do.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. I appreciate both of you, and I'll see y'all very soon, and I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas.
You do
the same to you and your family. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love both of them. They're amazing. I'm telling you. They're always songwriting. They're always working on something. So, you know, there's always new music coming from Connie Castle Tuck and Frank Howell. So those are two names that you have to remember, you have to check out, because they're always putting out great music that's very relatable and just beautiful, just touching. You know what I mean? Like the song, What's the Use of Going On? I mean, just they're always putting out great material. You know what I mean? Something that we want to hear. So you have to make sure you check out them. Check out both of them. So it looks like our next guest will be here shortly, Danny Kenzie, and which is very exciting because we have some Christmas songs. We have a Christmas song. I love Christmas music. So we have a Christmas song from Danny Kenzie that we're going to play, also a couple of his songs as well. So we're very, very excited about that. And my brain, y'all, is a big fog lately. Matt and I have been going through it, y'all. You know, he had his TV taping yesterday. We have our wedding planning that's been going on. Just Music Awards planning started. On top of that, you know, we're shopping for Christmas. We're doing all of that. There's so many things. There's so many things going on around here. So if y'all are, you know, sending us messages or emails, you know, please be patient with us. We are, you know, we are definitely going to get to everybody. We've just so much going on at one time. But we are excited. On the 19th, we're going to be heading to Tennessee to spend some time with Matt's family. We're going to get to see his kids, and we're going to get to see his daddy and his mom, and so I'm really, really excited about that. It's going to be a whole family adventure. My mom and my dad are coming, and so we're all going to be together. So I'm super, super excited about that. And as you all know, I love documenting things. I'm sure you guys noticed that from me documenting every little thing for the TV taping yesterday. I took pictures of pretty much everything. So I'll definitely be documenting our trip. So if you tune into my Facebook page, Joe Spasantino, you will see our adventures. I'm always taking photos. I like to remember everything. I wanted to let you all know that an airing date will be coming very shortly for Matt's appearance on In a Nutshell TV. It is on WCIU The U for Illinoisans, and also it'll be on YouTube. I know, so. We are very excited for that to come out. He was able to perform some originals. He was also, you know, there was a great interview. My mom and I even had an appearance briefly towards the end, which is really cool. They gave us a great shout out to Just Music Awards and the show here, the Josie Show. So it was very cool. So I'm very excited for you all to check it out. And like I said, an airing date is coming very soon. We did have a promo that came out, so you can check out the promo video. It's on my page. It's also on Matt's page, Matt Boone. So you could check it out. All right, our next guest is here, everyone, so I will stop blabbing now. There's so much going on in this mind of mine. All right, everyone, please welcome to the show Danny Kenzie. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so excited to talk to you. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited as well. It's just a fantastic night. I'm right here in Nashville, so having a good night. Hope you guys are too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're in Music City right now, so I know you're having a great time. anytime I'm in Tennessee is good. Yes, for sure. So I want to talk about your music here tonight. We have some songs that we're going to play of yours, so I'm excited. The first, I kind of want to, you know, rewind a little bit, I want to know a little bit more about you and how music all started. So when did you realize this was what you wanted to do?
Oh my gosh! At a young age, you know, I was my parents put me in music at a young age, 3 years old, playing piano. You know, it's the whole story everybody else says. You know, young age and all this, but no, I loved it growing up, and Mom was listening to Willie Nelson and John Denver, and I've always loved country music, and that's what I want to do. And I just progressed throughout school. I went to college for as an opera singer, so I was an opera singer at one time, but I was the only opera singer wearing a cowboy hat, and I said, this is just not right for me, so I've got to do country music, you know?
That is very neat, though. See, that is really cool that you're able to really, I mean, it just shows where your vocals can go, because that is not easy. That is not an easy genre, being an opera singer.
Yeah.
So that
it, is
incredible.
It
is
not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your latest music projects that you have out there right now. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, my gosh. I could tell you all kind of stuff. So
yes.
What I do, I'm a pretty busy guy. You know, I'm playing quite a lot, about 250 something shows a year. I'm always traveling. I'm writing so many songs with so many songwriters, and every 6 months I have this idea. Every 6 months I'm putting out an album. Every 6 months, so I'm doing that. I do these videos, country music history videos, every week, three times a week. I'm always doing something music, and I'm just traveling the world, you know, playing shows. And my latest project is just, you know, came out about 2 months ago, my fourth CD, and it's doing really well. You know, Spotify, Pandora, online internet, and even Europe is where it's really hitting hard. And which brought me over to Italy playing shows this year, and doing a lot of shows over there next year. But I'm constantly just putting songs out, and that's what I've got to do.
I love that. Keep doing it. Keep putting out great music for us. And like you said, you recently were able to play in Italy, which I am so jealous. I've always wanted. That's on my bucket list. I'll be going. I'll be going one of these days. But what was that like? What was that experience like for you to perform in Italy?
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you, it's really, really enjoyable. I was lucky enough. I have a friend over there who does a radio show as well, and they love country music, but it's not quite as popular quite yet. But playing over there was, you got to go back, you know, probably about 20 years. They all had the Brooks and Dunn T-shirt on, the big belt buckles with Jack Daniels on, and they love Americans, and they love country music, and they love their Brooks and Dunn, love their George Strait, love Dolly Parton, all these guys. You know, so, you know, they embrace it so well, and they want to hear more, and it's such a fantastic market for up-and-coming artists. So I'm really privileged and honored and just humbled to be doing that over there.
That's so cool. See, I knew Italy was a country loving kind of country. I just knew it. I love it. Hey, I'm Italian, and I love me some country music, so I know they love it out there. That is so cool. What a great experience for you. And I'm sure many more in the future. Like you said, you love to travel all over the place. So is there a place where you haven't been able to perform yet that you would love to? Anything on the bucket list?
It is, and I'm really close to it, is the Maldives and Fiji. So very close to getting shows there. I know next year is going to bring Monte Carlo, Ireland, Germany, and a couple other places over there in Europe. So I'm just waiting to go to the Fiji and the Maldives Islands. So hopefully very close.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. Do your thing. That is fabulous. That is fabulous. Well, I am excited because we do have some music of yours here tonight. So I know people want to hear from you. So let's play. First up, we have Free Love Friday Night. Can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Oh, yeah. You know, this is just a good old country song about a guy and a girl having a good time. And one of my buddies heard it with me, Patrick. And, you know, we just kind of just a good country song. It's nothing really else to it. You know, it's more traditional, not more the modern vibe. It's just more, you know, a traditional kind of vibe, but it's harmonies are great. And it's got a good little fun story to it.
Y'all will love it. Y'all will love it. Here we go. Here it is. Free Love Friday Night by Danny Kenzie. We'll be right back with more from Danny here in just a second. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
suffered out much by nagging me. I need some time to unwind a pretty girl like you by my side. So what do you say we end this week on an all-time high? Let's buckle up, girl, and get out of this town. Sun is sinking low, do you want to go chase it down? We can set the night on fire, and honey, you can spark the light. Your lips are making me want to pull to the shoulder. Find us a dive bar and get a little closer. Buzzing like a neon sign. Girl, you turn me on just right. Let's have us a long neck, short skirt, free love Friday night. I love seeing that little tattoo when you dance the floor. And when your sweet tequila smiles as you're ready. Head for the door. We'll find a creek at the end of the road where there ain't no zip code. You can lay in my arms all night underneath the firefly glow. Let's buckle up, girl, and get out of this town. Sun is sinking low. Do you want to go chase it down? We can set the night on fire, and honey, you can spark the light. Listen, making me wanna pull to the shoulder. Find us a dive bar and get a little closer. Buzzing like a neon sign. Girl, you turn me on just right. Let's have us a long neck, short skirt, free love Friday night. Set the night on fire, and honey, you can spark the light. Your lips are making me wanna pull to the shoulder. Find us a dive bar and get a little closer. Buzzing like a neon sign. Girl, you turn me on just right. Let's have us a long neck, short skirt, free love Friday night. A lot of kissing, a lot of hugs.
We're back at the Josie Show. That was Free Love Friday Night, a great country tune by Danny Kenzie. And we are back right now. So I wanted to ask you where the best places are for people to be able to go and support and purchase your music, all the music that you have out right now.
Oh, man, Dollar Tree and Goodwill. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No. I was about to run out to my Dollar Tree, y'all. Let
me go. Yeah, I got lots of dollars right here. My site is Danny Kenzie. website is Danny Kenzie, KENSY.com. And from there, you can go to Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Just Google me. You'll find me somewhere. You know, if you don't find me online, just check your local street corner because I'm playing there somewhere. I know I am.
I love that. I love that. You are hilarious. Oh, my gosh, I'm dying. That is so funny. I love it. Please make sure you go and check out Danny Kenzie and check out his music. You will not regret it. Speaking of his great music, we do have another song here that we are going to play called Cowboy Groove. So let's play this. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration behind this one first?
All right. Let me tell you something about this song. The biggest thing about this song, you'll hear the whistles in it. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth, it took me about 8 hours to get these whistles down because it was so tough. I'm not a whistler. This is the hardest thing. This one is just a fun, upbeat tune, and there's a video for it that's just kind of fun. You got kids in it. It's just a little fun tune, but those whistles are the hardest freaking thing ever, I'm telling you.
Right? I hear you.
But if you need to hire, if you need to hire somebody to whistle, I can do it now. I'm a professional whistler. I charge only by the whistle.
There you go. I love love it. I love it. Well, I'm so excited to be able to play this song. And now everyone knows a little backstory of it. So when you hear those whistles, now you know exactly what was going on in that studio. Oh, too funny. So let's do it right now. Let's play it. Cowboy Groove by Danny Kenzie. And we'll be right back in just a second. So don't go anywhere. Here we go.
From laying eyes on you, daydreaming of when we could sneak away. And as you smile, it occurs to me, waiting for your kiss is driving me insane. Cause I love that sugar on your lips, the way you bite your fingertips, when your eyes are in the mood, and your body knows what to do. You're down to earth right to your roots. Get me higher than the moon, girl, loving you sure makes this cowboy groove. We spend each morning, bed sheet tangled up. Whoa, whoa, we sure have some crazy nights. When I leave for work, I miss you all damn day. Baby, you're the reason I don't like goodbyes. Cause I love that sugar on your lips, the way you bite your fingertips, when your eyes are in the mood, and your body knows what to do. You're down to earth right to your roots. You get me higher than the moon. Girl, loving you sure makes this cowboy groove. I forgive you for your sweet. So in love with your uniqueness, you make my knees go weak. I can barely speak. Oh, cause I love that sugar on your lips, the way you bite your fingertips, straight from my heart down to my boots. Girl, I'm crazy about you. You're down to earth right to your roots. You get me higher than the moon. Girl, loving you sure makes this cowboy groove. That honey on your lips, the way you bite your fingertips, when your eyes are in the moon, and your body knows what to do. You're down to earth right to your roots. You get me higher than the moon. Girl, loving you sure makes this cowboy groove. All right.
Was Cowboy Groove by Danny Kenzie. I love that one. Both of these songs that we were able to play here tonight, Free Love Friday Night and Cowboy Groove. So everyone, please make sure you guys get yourself a copy at Danny Kenzie's website. Please, please do. And do you have any performances coming up where our listeners in that area may be able to come and catch one of your shows? Anything in the books as of right now?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've got now I'm back in Richmond, my hometown here. What's the day? Thursday? Oh, yeah, Thursday. All right, so Saturday, I got a couple shows in Richmond. One big one, Uptown Alley. And then next week after is a string of five shows right in a row, mostly Richmond, Maryland, D.C. area. And then that's it for the year. I'm done. But on my site, that you can see where I'm at, you know, and who knows? Hopefully I'll be in that area somewhere where someone is listening out there. Just let me know.
Absolutely.
I can whistle.
And he can whistle. He had some practice on that, y'all. Too funny. I love that. Well, I definitely have to see a performance of yours. I've definitely been looking forward to seeing you one of these days. So we're definitely going to see you, see a show for sure. Because you just sound like you're so much fun. I mean, I could definitely tell that you probably have some high energy. You're great with the audience. You could just tell, you know?
Well, you know what? It's all about that. You know, you got to love what you do. And it'll definitely show. I love what I do. I love to sing. I love to write. I love to perform. I don't care if it's for five people or 5,000 mm-hmm. people. You know, I've done shows mm-hmm. with 45,000 people with Randy Travis, and I've done shows for, you know, for 10 people. I just love doing right. it. I love performing and just putting on a show and having a good time. Love it.
For sure, for sure. So please keep everything up to date here with Danny Kenzie. You'll be able to find him in find him soon in an area near you. Just keep looking. And also, I know you're on, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all those pages. So can you please give out those links as well so people can keep up with you?
Yeah, it's just my name, Danny Kenzie, K-E-N-S-Y. And just find me there on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Pandora, and again on my website. It'll link you all to that good stuff. So it's one centralized link to all those fun little places, you know? It's like Walmart.
Easy.
I'm like Walmart. You know, you go to
Walmart,
you find everything you want, and that's what it is.
It is. You have your own little Walmart there, so you guys got to go
yeah.
check that out. Okay? You just, you know, there's no aisles. You just click on the tabs. You'll be able to find whatever
yeah.
you want. So please do. It's that easy. So please make sure you go and check it out. And we are so excited because we are going to close out our show tonight with your Christmas song, Angel at the Top of the Tree. So we are going to play that here in just a second. But I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me tonight. I truly appreciate it. So much fun.
Well, thank you, Josie. You know what you do and your mom does. I'll tell you what, you guys work hard and you give us little guys, independent guys, mm-hmm. Girls, you know, a chance to shine. Mm-hmm. We love doing this, what we're doing, and we really appreciate y'all putting the effort and the work into it. So thank you.
Oh, anytime. Keep up the great work, and we'll definitely keep following and see what you are up to next. I know 2020 is going to be a great year for you. I could just feel it. So keep up the great work, and we will talk to you very soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thank you.
Thank you. Danny Kenzie, everyone. Please make sure you check him out. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, everyone. Thank you to our special guests, Corey M. Coons, Connie Kessel-Tuck, Frank Howell, and Danny Kenzie. So keep an eye on our website for the next upcoming show details. We are going to be off here next week, but we will be back January 9th. So we're so excited about that. So I want to wish you all a beautiful, merry, merry Christmas. Enjoy it with your family, friends. We adore you all. So please make sure you guys just have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And let's see here. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about just Christmas, my favorite time of year. And of course, I love myself some Christmas songs. So we are going to close out the show with Danny Kenzie's Angel at the Top of the Tree. Good night, everyone. And remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions to follow your dreams, but remember to give it all you got, make great friends along the way, and enjoy the whole journey. Mwah! Here is Angel at the Top of the Tree.
In a house much like yours, in today's economy, lives a family who struggles with everyday needs. Bills are going up, paychecks are going down, Christmas is near, they try to dig their way out. And she sees it all from where she stands, the problems of a world that could use a helping hand, a beacon of light for the family to see, angel at the top of the tree. It ain't that unheard of, hard to believe the hardships this angel has heard and seen. She's been with the family for many of years. As a symbol of hope, she comforts their fears. And she sees it all from where she stands. The problem just a helping hand, a beacon of light for the family to see. Angel at the top of the tree. From where she stands, the love of a child.